To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
I love to drink my breakfast. You know, David, they call me the smoothie queen. Actually, nobody calls me the smoothie queen, but maybe you could because I really love my smoothies.
I'm glad you clarified. I was going to cut it right there. I like drinking my breakfast. My post this morning was about coffee because I got to tell you, my breakfast used to consist of coffee every day, and that was really all I had. I know, and everybody tells you breakfast is supposed to be the big meal of the day and give you energy for the day, but I got to tell you, something was wrong because, as you know, I gained weight, you know, a lot of weight over the years. But as I started becoming healthier and losing weight, I started learning I do have to have something in the morning, one to trigger my metabolism and get it going, something to hold me over and give me some protein and some strength for the day. And then I got introduced to smoothies. And I got to tell you, as a guy, that word kind of always bugged me. So for me, it's a shake. So
oh, really?
One and the same.
Okay.
I'll go. Yeah, it's just always, I don't know why, but it just bugged me. So
really?
So my son and I call them shakes. I know. I got a bunch of hang-ups, but we'll go with that as one. So the cool part is, though, I learned that you can pack all kinds of nutrition into it and make it a quick on-the-go breakfast. So for our listeners that are rushing out the door in school, I really started learning some of this with my son in high school, trying to get him to eat breakfast. He's not going to sit down and eat a big breakfast, but he can grab something on the go and drink and start his day right. And us as adults can do the same thing. That coffee just isn't enough. To me, it's like a liquid multivitamin to start our day. It's just action-packed, boosts our energy and all. And so let's talk about some of the things you can do, because there are some smoothies or shakes that not just are going to help us have a healthy day, start our day off right, but some that can actually affect our skin and even help clear up our skin. So, you know,
yeah,
you and I are sitting here talking, I start in the morning, but I also finish my day with one, but a little bit different recipe. But to me, I break them down into core areas. And so when making a shake or smoothie, I always start with just a small amount of liquid. I'm going to say a half cup or a little bit more, you know, just right around there of a liquid to start it. And there I'd suggest either like a fruit juice, like an orange juice or apple juice, or sometimes even a V8 mix, just something to give it a little bit of a sweet flavor. In the mornings, maybe you prefer an almond milk, maybe even some coconut water for hydrating. I'm going to save that one probably for later in the day. Or some like to incorporate a little bit of yogurt, because there you've got a probiotic that's going to fight the bad bacteria that causes acne. So if you're one of our younger listeners fighting acne, or one of the older listeners with adult acne, which we can go through, incorporate some yogurt into this first phase. What do you do, Lisa?
Well, you know, one of the things that I like to do is I like to find a vegan protein powder. There's a lot of different ones that use a pea protein or rice protein. I like to mix that with a coconut milk beverage. I love So Delicious. They have an unsweetened vanilla, David, that is so delicious. There's that word again. It is so delicious. And it doesn't have any sugar, but you still get a little sweetness just from the naturally from the coconut and from the vanilla. And then you can just add a couple handfuls of berries to that. You can add some yogurt, because I don't do dairy.
Well,
I might add some coconut milk yogurt. But that protein powder makes a difference, right? You mentioned
that's
protein
the next part.
Earlier. That's
going to...
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we're going to get to that part, because right now let's start with the recipe of the base of how to get that flavor going, because some people may start with a little bit of water, and to me that's not going to have enough flavor. Too much fruit juice in your day is a lot of sugar content,
yeah,
so I just get
say,
a little
I
bit...
Wouldn't want to, yeah. Just a little.
Yep. No, we're on the same page. And so I know you're not a fan of the dairy products. And if you're fighting acne, dairy's not the way to go. So almond milk, coconut water, some of the juices, like we said, an orange apple, or my favorite would be a little bit of a plain yogurt just to give it a good base. But now start building into the nutrition. You mentioned some of the things. Let's talk about it. I like then adding in my fruit. So whether it's bananas, I'd peel them and cut them into sections. We're not juicing here. We're making a smoothie or shake. So just to be clear, and then throw in either some grapes or strawberries or blueberries or even some apples cut up, because the pectin in the apples is going to help detox us, and that's important as we're trying to fight acne. Now, what kind of fruits do you put in? You mentioned berries, but what other kind?
Oh, I do like berries. Sometimes I'll put an apple. Mango sometimes. Is that going to help me?
Oh, that's a good one.
Vitamin C?
Yeah. And actually in a lot of good flavor. And sometimes I like to mix it up. You'll laugh. Sometimes I put in some pineapple, which isn't necessarily the sweetness flavor, but you know, just to mix it up a little. Now, let's talk about what to do to take it up a notch, because now you mentioned a protein powder I'm going to cover in just a minute. But let's talk. You could add into it some vegetables. And so you could add in, well, vegetables or other fruit or other things. Let's talk about you could add kale. kale, I would use like a couple leaves of kale because you're not going to taste it really. It's going to help hydrate and help detox the skin. So this is great again for those fighting acne back to school here. Put a little bit of kale in here. Don't forget we've got all these other great flavors, so you're not going to really taste it. Carrots are a good one for fighting acne, so even just put a small amount of a couple slices of carrot, okay? Cucumbers, they're rich in water content that'll help detox or flush out toxins. And if you're looking for protein, we'll talk more about other add-ins like protein powder, but even a little bit of tofu. Tofu is full of protein, but really has no flavor.
Now, if you're looking for a smoothie that you want to make more liquidy, more like a drink that you can kind of take with you or just have an addition to a thicker smoothie. When you mention kale, my husband every morning makes this for us. It's great. He takes a green apple, takes a bunch of kale, he takes some ginger, lemon, and a big handful of blueberries and blends it up. And he adds a lot of water. I know it sounds weird, but it's like the healthiest juice you can have because you've got those great blueberries. You've got the lemon that's good for your skin. You've got the kale that's good for your skin. We should toss in a carrot, right? I mean, they're really going to
exactly
be covering those bases.
And it's not going to really change the flavor of it because you've got so many other great things in it. And that, I think, was the hardest thing for me to get used to is the color of the finished product or what I know goes in it.
Yes.
I'm the type of person, don't tell me what's in the recipe. Let me enjoy it. but now that I'm trying to eat a healthier life, I am making sure they're in there. So let's keep going with a couple other add-ons. You mentioned some great things, but I'd say maybe a teaspoon of flaxseed oil or a little bit of wheat germ flakes. The wheat germ I love getting on the cereal aisle, just the actual cereal of the crushed up flakes. And pouring it in there, just a teaspoon and all. Or, as you mentioned earlier, a protein powder. I know my son does it all the time because he's trying to bulk up and works out every day. And so, protein obviously is going to help fill us and stick with us for the day and help give us a good start. So a little bit of protein powder, there's nothing wrong. One of my favorites, I treat them almost like a dessert. I make mine thicker, so I do feel like I'm actually having a dessert shake more than a quick drink. But I use a little bit of apple juice, a little bit of yogurt, one or two bananas. I'm going to say probably more closer to one because otherwise it does get thick. I slice up an apple and even put in a half dozen of the kale leaves. And that's like a perfect smoothie that's going to help clear up your skin, detox the body, hydrate the body, and give you great looking skin in no time at all. You mentioned mangoes. You could put a slice in there. So those are some of the great things to do. Let's talk for a minute what to avoid. In doing this, some people say, geez, David, I'd love to make it taste sweet, so I always add a little bit of sugar to it or even some chocolate to it if it was a dessert smoothie or shake. But sugar is one thing we're trying to avoid so we can get them naturally through the different items we just talked about. The other thing is avoid the dairy products, especially if you're fighting acne. Use the almond milk as a good example. I got to tell you, avoid caffeine. I mentioned I used to start my day with caffeine every day. Some people want to add caffeine to their shake, but the problem with that is it's going to throw your hormones off balance, and that's only going to stress out the body and the skin. So, these are things to kind of avoid altogether in our normal diet, but let alone when putting some of this together. You don't want to add anything to it that's going to offset the body. What about with you? What else do you see or do with yours?
Well, I think I mentioned this earlier, but I think if you're looking for an all-around breakfast, you want to have that protein in the morning because that's going to help keep you going. And so that's why I think it is important to use a protein powder, or maybe if you don't have a problem with dairy or with the acne, you can use a Greek yogurt. Doesn't that tend to have a higher protein content, I believe? So I think we just want to be careful of that. That's why I mentioned that drink that I like with the kale and the blueberries and the apple and the ginger and the lemon. And the apple. That way that's more of like a drink to accompany whatever you're having. Like you could have that with two eggs or something. But if you want everything in one, definitely get some kind of protein. And, that makes a big difference.
And a great idea for breakfast on the go, also to help end of the day, because you can hydrate the body, you can detox the body, and you can help fight acne. So that's very important for our listeners going back to school. To start your day off right, take care of your skin. The other thing you want to do to help prevent acne is make sure to take care of your skin by cleansing your skin every day, removing makeup at night, eat right, get rid of some of the fried foods out of your diet, get some rest, and avoid stress. And that includes stressful tests and a lot of homework. So tell your teacher, David said, not a lot of homework.
Exactly.
I'm beauty expert and homework expert, David Pollack, with my co-host Lisa Davis. And you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful, stay tuned, and stay well.